Welcome, friends, to the Soul Talk podcast, a show where we explore and uncover the path to the heart, amplifying your conscience. Join me as we meet incredible souls who are in this journey and learn from their experience and different methods that will make you vibrate your heart. Let's get into it. Hello, everyone. This is Monica Ramirez, the Warrior of Love. And today is a beautiful day that we're going to be talking about a process that everybody can have, and it's a matter of choice to transform their lives and start living the life that actually you really want to be living. We're going to be talking about Path to the Heart membership. I'm going to tell you a little about the program before I bring on in a beautiful, I think at this point, sister, right? Because I love her so much. Is one of my one-on-one clients that I really, really appreciate. And we're going to be talking about her experience working with me. But let me tell you a little bit about Path to the Heart, the membership. The Path to the Heart of membership, it is a system and transformation that I have created through going through my own healing process and knowing different modalities and techniques that I have learned in the path. So, and my guides, I am a master channeler, and my guides are the ones that together we put together this system that it can help you to actually integrate in your life, integrating your own modalities that you can have already, but also it will help you transform and heal the inner child that we all have traumas in there, come on. And also how to clear family lineage, do soul retrievals, removing sexual energy that goes in second level. And in the third level, you're going to learn how to become a master channeler. When I talk about master channeling, I know everybody is a channeler. Everybody's channeling consciously or unconsciously. The thing is, we need to make it consciously, to use it as a tool, because that was the intended to help us, to guide us. And there are many ways and many forms that they communicate with us, through light language, through art, in poetry, painting, music, etc. All the arts are actually channeled. And also to help us to do automatic writing. Sometimes we just wanted to write the messages, trans-channeling, that sometimes it creates a lot of issues with people because they are afraid of trans-channeling. When it is, for me, it is a beautiful update every time they come in and I give permission. Before that, I teach you how to elevate the vibrations. What are dimensions? I teach about the laws of the universe. So you know the games of the rules of the game that as human beings we're living in this planet Earth, because these are the laws of Hermes Trismegisto that we're going to be talking about in the second level. In the third level, we're going to be talking also how you can heal in going into Theta level that I use different methods because I am a hypnotherapist, that you can go to change in their different limiting beliefs that we all have, as you start creating the life that you want. And at the same time, how you can cut contracts, vows, remove entities, etc. Because like that, you can help your clients and you can use this as a tool, another modality that you can add to your tool belt so you can help your own clients. And of course, I'm going to give you a certification from Path to the Heart. We do a lot of practice. We do a lot of, I leave a lot of homeworks to integrate that, meditations, activations. I do also, we're going to have a class once a week. I'm going to bring in different, coaches and healers. Some of them are going to be doing yoga with you. Some of them are going to be teaching you about business, about how we do this business, because it is a belief that healers or artists, we cannot do money from this and we cannot pay our light, or we can have to do it for free. But when we all have expenses to live on, come on, we still live in this 3D and we still have to pay bills. So how about you learn how to do it online? So like that, you don't have to only focus in your local market that you have in there. You have the world. This is something that it brought us out, the internet, that we can connect globally. We already knew that this was going to happen, that one day we were going to be all connected globally oh, this is it. This is the time when we're connected globally. And why you wanted only to talk in one little place, or even if you live in a big city, it is not the world. The world is way bigger than that. So you're going to learn many techniques, how to apply it to yourself in your healing process, how you can work with clients at the same time, and how to practice and release the limiting beliefs that you have already with you through yoga, through physical work, through exercises like language, meditations, activations, and also how you can help your clients and grow your business and start quitting the job that you don't like and start doing the job that actually you were meant to be, because we choose to be here in this moment for this big change that we're all going through in the ascension process. So if you hate that job and you know the mission, there is more into it, because we're going to be working about the mission path too in all this and all this membership. So you're going to find the true being, the who you are, and you start empowering yourself and you start feeling free and you start actually enjoying your mission path that you came for. It is time to wake up. It is time to start getting online and doing our work that we came for. We don't came to be born, grow, get old, die. We came for so much more than that. So it is time to do it. And I wanna present you with someone that it is very special for me, that it is very, is becoming like my soul sister. And I know I am way much older than her. Probably we ask her mommy in our life. I don't know that. But well, let me present you with Isabel Medina. Izzy Medina, majority we know her as Izzy Medina. And she's an incredible, courageous lady. That she is so, I have seen her change and transform since I met her in person. And that was in November in a festival. And I have seen her change, and I still see her having those aha moments and transforming herself. But let me not tell you with my own words. This Izzy is an Izzy, and she can tell you with her own words.
Yes. It has been such a journey with Monica and, you know, her teachings. I met Monica a couple months ago at a festival, and it was interesting because before I met Monica, I knew who she was, and I sent her a friend request on Facebook, and I was drawn to her, something in me, and I just didn't know. And what's interesting is I'm really bad with names, but when she came up to me, I knew exactly like her first and her last name. And she had performed a healing on me, not when I first met her, but the second day of the festival. And I was going through a lot where I felt very low in my life. And she helped me remove some deep ancestral sexual roots that's been carried on my whole life, potentially in past lives. She's also helped me clear a lot of cycles that I always felt like I could never solve by myself. And what I've learned in the spiritual community is it's okay to get help. You know, this is the first time I've ever had any type of healing or any type of life coaching. And it was interesting because that time at the festival, I actually didn't even want to go. And a very special woman in my life that Monica also knows, named Cindy Fink, she had told me, you have to go. There's so many healers there. Just pick and choose was her words. And I literally didn't pick. Monica came up to me instantly when I came. And I felt so, you know, not to say this in any way, but to be honest, I felt so dead inside. And Monica made me feel alive. It was amazing. And I'll always be so grateful to have met her. and I have met her lovely daughter, Sophie, as well. I am one thing I'm very grateful for is the amazing, strong women in my corner. And Monica is one of them. She's a combination of things, my life coach, older sister, an aunt, a mom. She's a combination of best friend. She's, but what we're working on right now too is one thing about me that's been difficult my whole life is grasping on my emotions and my thoughts. And it seems like sometimes I feel like I'm the only one, but it's more common because we're all human, right? And she's definitely helped me cut cords in my life. She's definitely helped me see things in a different perspective. Because one thing about life is you're constantly changing and evolving. So you're going to constantly change things about yourself. You're going to get to know yourself more because you're constantly going to change. So even though it's been a couple months with her, it feels like a couple years. And, I would encourage anybody to really look into this because, if anyone knows me, y'all, anyone that knows me knows like I've never had something like this. And I think a lot of people don't really know where to go because they're like, well, is this true? Is this not? Well, I could tell you that Monica is definitely one of the purest people I know. She does things in the kindness of her heart. And it's definitely nothing about finances with her. She does everything from the pure heart and soul. But when it comes to this membership, I am actually in a situation right now where I realistically can't sign up, but I am probably going to sign up late. I would really encourage anyone to, because I think you told me it's 165 a month, right?
Yes, the without coaching is 165 a month.
And then with coaching is.
And the with coaching is 360 a month.
Right. I've also introduced Monica to a couple people that I'm very close to, and they actually see her as well. And they all say the same thing, amazing work, amazing sessions. But like I said, I just feel like a lot of people don't know where to go. And the people that are closest to me have seen a huge difference since I've been working with Monica. So, like I said, I am entirely grateful to have met such a wonderful lady and in my life.
Thank you, Izzy. Yes, and if you observe actually how much it is the coaching that sometimes is an hour and a half to 2 hours, like that. Either go with any coaching, it's going to be $200 to $300 per session. And you see, it is not really that much that I'm charging because that is them. We're going to be seeing each other very often. And that includes what includes the programs. It is 49 curriculum videos that you're going to be doing that we're going to be and going to be coaching. It's about 90 minutes every week. You're going to have also this, you decide for the coaching because I have 2 tiers without and with. With the coaching is 26 that you're going to have in the whole year. Well, of course, we're talking about a program of 12 months, and it goes in the 3 levels. You can have the choice that to only pay for each of the levels and like that. You don't have to pay the whole thing. But I would not, we need to start from the beginning, guys, from the level one. Because everybody, I love to play, and I know Izzy, that you love to play. Everybody likes to play in the higher realms. You know, it's like, yes, let's just talk with our guides and higher self and gods and goddess, angels, and so forth. And it feels amazing, Akashic, etc. When we're connecting in there, when we're feeling hopeful, when we're feeling lifted and loved and are supported and so forth, yes. But the problem is we cannot sustain and maintain that energy in those levels. It is impossible. You will have to be meditating in a mountain by yourself and not doing anything except meditating like a monk. So you can achieve actually that. Because we have to come down and we're going to have fears. We're going to have shames. We're going to have angers, envies, competition, name it. This is part of the 3D world. And we all pass through different traumas, things that are going to be triggering us. And we have to come down. We have to pay the bills. And sometimes that is triggering, you know. We have to, believe me, I know that. Like today I have a tough day paying one of the bills. And I was getting triggered by it. There's some things that you come down again. And what happens to everybody? Things that problems that we have that we need to observe it in a different way. So we have to react in a different way. And so we don't go so down in our emotional state and our thoughts, because learning how to become the observer is very important. What do you think, Izzy? You don't like to be playing in the higher realms only? And
sometimes it's like I don't have a choice. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It's like sometimes I just don't have a choice. That's why my whole life I've always been, you could say, like, well, all of us are starseeds and indigo childs, but for me, I've never been able to relate to people around my age, and I'm 20, I'm about to be 23. So it's like Monica says, you're in a young person's body, but you're like so old inside. So it's like, but then it's like, you know, you have your higher self, your higher consciousness, you have your brain, you have your heart, and then you have your ego. So it's like, and what people don't know, your ego is tied to your mind. That's your mind. And sometimes we get confused, even myself, because again, like, besides of being a light, being a body and an infinite soul, we are humans. So it's like, we can't change that. And also something too is, I'm channeling this right now. Being a human is actually more beautiful than we think. A lot of, you know, galactic beings like Pleiadians, Arcturians are really fascinated by us because of like how we react to things. You know, we physically die. You know what I mean? Like our body sheds.
Don't forget that what it makes us grow and advance and expand our conscience, you also get us stuck. That is our emotions at the same time.
Our emotions, yes. Our emotions, I feel like other beings from other planets are so fascinated by us because I don't feel like they're like that. You know what I mean? I feel like that. I feel like in some ways, I don't know why I'm channeling this. I think sometimes they kind of laugh at us because they're like, they're like, it's not that serious. Probably laugh at me all the time because I take everything sometimes too seriously. You know? But yeah, like I said, I just feel like people just don't know where to go or who to trust or things like that. And things just have to happen naturally. And one thing about Monica that I can say, and if anyone's watching this, her voice is so powerful. And each and one of us, that is actually the most powerful thing that we ever hold. But Monica, you know, I have to say this. Monica's voice is so powerful, I feel like she could control the weather.
Wow, it's, well, to be honest, I do sometimes, not all the time. It just happens once in a while. It had happened 2 times. And it was like, oh, wow, okay, this is something that I did not know. But we all have, you know, we all have different gifts. We're all different. Some of them might be similar, whatever, but we have different gifts. And when you bring online your gifts, that's when you become more powerful, but not powerful for your only benefit, because that will bring you down, your vibration. I'm talking about that every time I discover a new gift that I have, and like, okay, what do I do with this? I ask my guides. And the first thing they tell me is like, oh, you will see tomorrow. And yes, tomorrow someone is going to book me an appointment. And it's like, oh, This is why I received it. It was not for me. It was for someone else. They were never for me, the gifts that I have. It was always for someone else. That
Right.
he was going to need exactly what I just received.
Right.
But if everybody can do that, because I teach how to do that, to bring online all your kids and you're discovering those, why, because everybody receives the upgrades and downloads and everybody talks about it. But do they know what to do with the upload, with the downloads that they're doing to us? Because you feel it in your body, like, oh yes, I'm getting upgraded. Everybody talks about it. But what do you do with that information? How do you discover what they were for? Because we feel paralyzed, we feel the electricity, we feel great, we feel love. Yes, but what do you do with it? That's what is important. And I teach all that, what to do with all that, what that information, to write a book, to write this, how do you focus and channel that information? How do you can help others in a better way? I have met many, many teachers that they have studied BQH or different modalities, hypnotherapy, Reiki, etc., things like that. But did they teach you how to do the inner work or what to do with the upgrades? Or it's only one modality that you have? I liked to study all the time. I like to all the time be knowing more things. And when I'm getting all those tools together, and always want for more because I can help others in different situations that I did not know. I started as a Reiki. I am a Reiki master. And now I do it in Theta level. Why I'm going to be using it in a different way? So you can pick and choose how you want to do it and you create your own modality because we are unique beings. We don't have to compete with anyone. We have our own energy signature that you can use as you practice. And when you get your certification of Path to the Heart, what are you going to do with it? Easy.
Well, it's interesting because if you would have asked me this before, I probably wouldn't know what to say. But now, because like I said, right now, I'm Izzy, but I'm also my higher self. Didn't expect to be like that. I didn't know what to expect. I just went with the flow. But I would say this. I know a huge part of me on this earth is to be a healer. I do know that. I know a huge part of me is here to lead others. I do know that. But of course, before you can do anything like that, just like before you are who you are, the war, you know, Monica Ramirez, the warrior of love, you had to heal. And it probably took quite some time, you know? And with what I've learned with growth, there's pain. And when there's pain, there's growth. And that's all right. You can't go against that. Just like in any type of evolution with yourself, there's going to be very hard times, there's going to be dark times. And in my life, when I would be in the dark, I would be scared or I would fear or would run away from it or I'd go against it. But now I feel I have my moments, but I ride with it, knowing that in order to be in the light or to get to the light, you got to, you know, overcome the dark. So to answer your question, I'm going to fulfill my purpose in this life.
I'm so happy to hear that because the majority of the star seeds and light workers, we are healers. We are here for a bigger purpose, not only for the ley lines, not only for the etheric, because it feels great to just maintain ourselves in higher realms. I know it. I've been there. In fact, one time I even hired a coach. Help me to be human because I love to be up there.
That's funny.
Interaction, because when we change and transform, we start losing family, friends. We have less people to talk. We feel insulated in a way. So it is easier for us to just maintain ourselves in the higher realms. So that's why I hired that coach that time. It like helped me to make connection. When I say human, to make a connection to another human being, because I feel great talking with my guides better. I trust them. I know they're not going to betray me. So it is easier. And when we start working together, it's like, okay, how to make interactions with humans. Why? Because to trust again, to start again, reminding myself why I came here. If my purpose was to help others, I cannot insulate myself in my house. Yes, I feel secure. No one is going to hurt me, but I'm not going to help anyone. So that's why I appreciate very much coaches, because I had coaches. We all need help. We all need support in our life. We don't came here to be insulated and be afraid that someone is going to attack us, because believe me, it is easier to maintain ourselves where we feel so safe, but we don't have the discomfort, the stretching ourselves more. We're not going to create the change.
Right. There's a saying where it says, I'll never forget it, I read it when I was 7 years old. Everybody needs somebody.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. Forget how I even read that quote, but what was I gonna say was, I honestly can't wait. I really would love to master channeling. So it's like when I get in any type of mind frames of feeling like you can't, you won't, or will not, or in any type of dark emotion that realistically you feel is your reality, but it's not, you know? And I feel like now in 2024 of this day and age, spirituality and the unknown truth of, you know, higher consciousness and the human body and how powerful we really are is now just coming to surface. You know, I feel like back then people probably thought like a normal basis person would probably think we're crazy, and this is like, I don't want to curse, so I'll say horseradish. I'm like, I don't want to curse on here. But now it's like people don't have a choice but to accept the truth, because it's like people are realizing, oh my God, like, even though this may not be in the Bible or this and that, this is actually true because you're feeling it. You know, you're feeling it, you're seeing it. And I read something about a year ago before I left Houston, recently just came back, about a global awakening. I was like up all night because I'm a night owl. I've always been a night owl, always will be. I've never been a morning person, just who I am. It's never gonna change. Something told me when I one thing I do a lot is I research things on my phone, and something told me, look up a global awakening. And I looked it up, and it was this writer who was writing about, you know, spirituality and how the higher consciousness of the planet has been rising up in the past couple of years because so many people are getting more awake. And it started talking about breath work. It started talking about the human DNA. It started talking about Reiki. You know, it started talking about like your chakras and like trauma. And that's something too that I've realized as, you know, a young woman in my 20s that, you know, I feel, you know, that I've been told, a lot of people, a lot of the women I know in my life tell me like, man, I wish I knew when I was your age. And I probably wouldn't have known what I know if it wasn't for them. So very grateful that if you don't heal the trauma in your life, it could carry on to physical things in your life, you know?
And do you know that we're carrying trauma from our ancestors? And epigenetics talks about this.
Mm-hmm.
We're carrying all the trauma from our great, 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 great grandmothers and grandfathers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're carrying that. And our kids are going to carry that if we don't stop it, if we don't do the healing today for us. And this
and
is
about, what is that?
This is not about putting fear in anyone, because I don't like that. But what do you want for your kids? You want to be happy, successful, feeling enjoying life, or they want to you want to they carry your own traumas. Just stop and think about that, because for sure, when I was not awoke and I was not conscious about myself, I'm not healed. I'm not saying that I'm fully healed, but in that time I was less. I did many mistakes with my kids because I was not aware that every single act had consequences in that time. I was playing the victim. In that time, everything happened to me and everything was against me. And when I changed finally that mentality, because yes, it took me to a deeper trauma of that having a terrible marriage and the time that I was getting beat up, etc., feeling more the victim in that time, not understanding that everything was happening for me so I can grow and expand and I can help others like I do it now. But in that time, I was feeling powerless. Now my life is very different. Now I know it is possible. Everything it is possible. And it really makes me sing my heart every time I see a shift and a change, like I see with Easy, and I see it with many of my clients. And that really sing my song, my song literally make me feel happy when I see that.
You're seeing the seeds bloom in your garden.
Yes.
Well, in other words, you're seeing your seeds grow in your garden, but that's what I just felt. There's something that I also want to share with the audience that actually happened recently. Won't go into further detail. So the past week, I was in a very difficult situation when I knew I had to put myself in that. And the main reason of why was there is six of us, including me. And I carry on a lot of the deep roots from both of my family. And I had gone off the phone with Monica, and where I was at was the land I was at was actually connected to where I grew up and a cemetery. And I mean, there's so many memories there. I was feeling so much. When I got off the phone with Monica, we did a healing. And I saw ancestral codes, Egyptian handwriting break completely. And I think that's also something too, is like what you said, people don't know that not only is your trauma and your roots is just from, you know, right now, it's from before, maybe thousands of years. So when you clear it, not only does it clear it for you, it clears for the next and forever. So that's why it's just so important to stay true to yourself, even if it's like, it's hard to accept what to feel or what to seek within, or, you know, there might not be things you like. And what I've realized too in the last couple of days, which is kind of cliche, is your thoughts are so powerful, where how you're feeling and thinking is manifesting what is around you. So what type of energy you have is what you will attract. And I think actually that's in the 48 laws of power, of what you feel and you think is what's going to attract to you. So it's like a lot of people also don't realize, which it took me some time to realize. And of course, the human side is like, oh, no way, this isn't true. Because if this was the case, I would have never signed up for this, right? We all came here knowing what was going to happen. We just don't remember. And as a kid, I always used to feel, didn't know how, that we were taught to forget. That as soon as we got born in this life, we forget everything that we went through in the other lives. We forget why we came here. We forget, right? So Monica has also helped me realize, because, you know, when you have another, you know, we're all star seeds. So when you have another star seed connect to you and, you know, share, you know, channeling wisdom, giving you messages, you know what resonates. Because like I said, us humans, one thing about us is we feel. So she had told me, you know, is he like, No matter what you go through, if you weren't supposed to go through it, you wouldn't have. Like, you were supposed to go through all that. And that's something that probably a couple years ago I would never be able to say, you know? And that just goes to show, like, the last two years of my life have really saved my life, have really changed me. And, you know, the spiritual community is just so big. And, you know, not to say anything, but it is more of women. It is more of women. I mean, we need more of the divine men. I mean, but it's a bit difficult, which is okay. But I would say that the women in my life have definitely made me the woman I am right now. And even though I've known Monica for not that long, but she has a huge, which doesn't matter because time does not exist. She has a huge impact on who I am right now.
Thank you, Izzy. It is my honor. Well, if you're interested in Path to the Heart membership, we're going to leave the link down below so like that you can sign up. And if you have any questions, you can book also an appointment with me. Just drop me a message. And I will be gladly answer any questions that you have. Would you like to add something else, Izzy?
I would definitely would like to add that if anybody is watching this, don't miss the opportunity, because one thing I've learned in life, you may never get that opportunity again. And so you could work something out with her. We all know it's tough times, but this is definitely needed, I feel, for everybody. And some people, it's okay to be scared, and it's okay, like, but if you're watching this and you do resonate, then there's something in you that knows that you should move forward with this. So that's what I have to say.
And guys, I have scholarships available. So if you're interested, you really need it, send me a message. Let's talk. So send me a message. Izzy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
And my pleasure, Monica, anytime.
And thank you for everybody that is hearing us and watching us. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And this is Monica Ramirez, the Warrior of Love.